three steps is observability. That is something in me is looking. In the sense of awareness becoming convinced that something exists as an object, which object is now registered in a certain part of my mind. Ultimately, it may be in a different place, but in any event, I become aware of the fact of an existence of something. Self-awareness and self-observation links that observation and awareness up with myself. That what is myself is, for the time being, regarding with my physical manifestation. So when my physical manifestations are registered in a certain part of my brain, I want my brain to function in such a way that it is independent of a feeling center. This introduces that what is being registered, pure and simply registered, has no further conversation about the liking or disliking of that. What is an object? What is being made aware of? That is what I become aware of. And what is registered in my mind as an image of the object? In order to be truly impartial, I cannot allow any feeling or thought. So I cannot associate. So I cannot use my mind, the other part, for the description of that what is now registered as a fact. And since everything that my other part of the mind, my usual part, concerns certain thought processes, it is necessary to become free also in this registration from thinking. The thinking always includes that what is memory and has gone on into the past, and that what is expected to happen as coming to me, what is now future. And I realize now, if I think enough with my ordinary mind about the question of impartiality, that I can only be impartial when none of these processes of thought takes place. And the only time when that takes place and that is when there is no future and no past, which means it must happen at the moment. I say this is a logical conclusion that I must draw, because I cannot otherwise exclude my mental function. So the three steps: observation, impartiality or non-identification, and self-denial. This is a requirement first for true observation, a true awareness, and the continuation of such an awareness which I call being the way. When I have accomplished, that is, when I have discovered the method of this kind of work with enough certainty that it will stay with me, then I dare to remain awake and go out again into the ordinary life and associate with my ordinary states of being as represented by my feeling or my thought or my physical sense. This process I call participation. It is as something of my I, which is impartial, is now willing to join with that what is it as manifestation, is my body. In order to do observation correctly, make the object as simple as I can, so that the object itself already I could become free from a feeling or free from a thought. This reduces the observation, as far as the object is concerned, only to the field of physical appearances. Because I cannot be impartial regarding, surely not in the beginning, regarding a feeling, and I can never be simultaneous in my thought regarding a thought. So I'm reduced, you might say, to the observation of my physical body behavior, and that becomes the object of which I wish to become aware. Later on, other objects can take the place of my physical behavior. Also, I can start to study the result of certain feelings or thoughts on my physical behavior and thereby trace the source. But that is just, let's call it a little bit more higher mathematics. For the time being, I try to see the physical behavior as my physical center, that is my body, as it behaves. And I try to do it now in such a way that I select certain forms of such behavior which are very simple, in which I'm not involved in any way whatsoever, and sometimes which I take out of a habit by becoming aware of the habit as such, bring it to my consciousness, and then, since it was a habit, that is usually without a thought, I could become a little easier in fact. Well, this is work. And this you apply in your daily life, and when you try then, in that sense, to become aware, you may have an experience of being really awake, as a different kind of experience from your ordinary state, what is called a sleeping waking state. Only when one has such experiences do you know what we are talking about, because this is as far as your mind will carry you. And if the mind is not clear by the application of these kind of thoughts, the mind also will get stuck. The necessity for understanding work is that one works, so that then the thought and whatever is as concept of work on oneself is applied in one's life in such a way as to establish a relationship, you might call that, between a part of one's mind and the body, and that the wish for wanting to do that, which may be based on a variety of different reasons, is there in order to make this particular exercise function. And that as a result of that, I then not only empty my mind, but use the thoughts, that is the concepts that are there, in practice, and then gain experience, which is for me leading to an understanding of work. The understanding can be stirred away in my mind without bothering me, especially when the understanding is based on something that I have experienced, which no one can take away from me. Then the mind again becomes open enough to receive new kind of material. I say the reason one gets stuck is that you don't use what you already know, and the mind then refuses to take in more. You keep on churning it around and keep on thinking about it, and you never will get anywhere, I assure you. Unless you work, you will never know what it is to work on yourself. A little more of that kind of application, I think, would help you. And try to make honest attempts. Like you do. It is right. You see, it is with you. You think of it. You find something in breathing that may be helpful. It is good, fine. There are many things that can be helpful. I don't care what is helpful, as long as the state is, as a result, I believe. Voice is very good. Posture is very good. Facial expression, I think, is extremely good. Because you can do that without anyone taking any offense. Because no one knows what you think or what you feel. Try to work. I mean it in all sincerity. That it's only worthwhile. And with that you bring what you can. A little part of your life. Objectivity. It'd be wonderful.